The candidate with the most name recognition is the president of the Wisconsin Firefighters Union, 35-year-old Malin Mitchell of Fitchburg. The 15-year veteran of the Madison Fire Department has made a name for himself by taking the podium to speak against Governor Walker's efforts to strip public employee unions of their bargaining rights. He's been a speaker at almost every protest rally in Madison for the past year.
We didn't start this fight, but the fight they want, it's a fight they're going to get. But we have to be ready, armed, and equipped for the battle. We have to bring everything to the game, like they used to say back in the old days, money, marbles, and chalk, everything it takes to play. I see it as our calling, bring American politics, labor rights, and civil rights, and work for all people.
But one of Mitchell's opponents, Milwaukee private detective Ira Robbins, says Mitchell doesn't have a plan to back up his words.
He gets out on any chants about democracy and other things like that, and I have a specific plan to end the corruption and to straighten out the injustices.
Robin says if he's elected, he'll use his detective skills to expose political corruption and reduce the role of corporate money in politics. The third candidate on the ballot is Isaac Wicks. He owns a hardware store in Menominee, and he doesn't want to win the race. He's a so-called protest candidate recruited by the Republican Party to run to make sure there would be a primary for lieutenant governor next week instead of a general election.
If everything goes to, you know, the way I'd like it, I'd, you know, make sure this whole recall effort ends up being a grand waste of time and a waste of money.
The winner of Tuesday's primary will face incumbent Rebecca Clayfish in the June 5th recall election. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.